You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie.
I finally made it in. I did not expect to see you run into Tom.
It is all good. So, yes, there's that. So, hey, guys, welcome to, I just totally forgot the name of this podcast.
Doing the Absolute Most and you're not doing enough. How could you forget?
It has been some long ass days. To the point where I just totally forgot the name of this podcast. We've been doing it for almost a year now. So that's
no, we're past a year because we discussed when I got trapped in inauguration foolishness.
Oh, that's right.
We are over a year in.
Oh, that's right. We just skipped a few weeks. We're
13 months old.
We're skipped a few weeks because of situations.
We're 13 months old.
We're 13 months old. We're over the year. We're past a year. We'll have an official celebration when we get to the 52nd.
Yes.
Episode. How are you doing in the lovely D.C.?
I am okay. I'm trying to get my life together.
What's wrong with your life?
It is full of sugary goodness and not enough exercise. it is.
Who am I to judge?
Who are me to judge?
Who are me to judge? Not I.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, living life. I'm about to have to start studying like I'm a student again, which I'm really dreading, but.
It is.
The weather is all over the place. Today the sun came out for the first time ever, and I was like, "Sun, wherefore out there? Like, where have you been? Why have you forsaken us?" But yeah, it was good. According to the weather, it's not coming back out tomorrow, and it's not coming out the rest of the week until like maybe Saturday or Sunday. But it was nice to have it out today.
Currently, it is 67 in the great state of Texas. Tomorrow, the high will be 76. And the rest of the week, it'll be in the 60s. So I'm okay with that. It'll be a little bit of thunderstorm tomorrow and Sunday. But rest will be sunny days, chasing the
leaping the clouds away.
Is it on my way
to where the air is sweet?
Whatever. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? And there's your song of the day, kids.
I'm very proud to say that I can play that on the piano.
Oh,
self-taught. As if it was that complicated.
I'm like, wow, that's great. And you're like, it's easy.
As if it were that complicated. But yeah, I still like, I know how to play Sesame Street.
I do not know how to play Sesame Street on the El keyboard A, the piano, not I, unless it's got the little lights and I can just press it as it goes. That's the kind of keyboard I had back in the day when I used to dabble in a little music. The light, it would light up above the key, the next key you're supposed to hit. God, I was great at that one song. I never played another one. I just played that one song. So tonight, after we finish recording, I am going to go see what is so far the greatest movie of the year. Also, the only movie I've seen this year. Black Panther. This will be my fourth time. It's been out all of how many days? What day?
It's like 2.5 weeks. It hasn't been out a full 3 weeks yet, I don't think.
I don't even think it's been out a full 2 weeks. It's on Friday. It was only 9 days on.
Oh, that's right.
Sunday.
It was the second weekend, but not second weekend. Right.
So on Thursday, it'll be a full 2 weeks, and it's already at
over 700 million.
That was as of Sunday. So, and you know, that's before everything, all the totals come in. So I'm hoping that we can hit a billion before the end of next week. We'll see.
If Black Panther don't rake up all kinds of awards.
I don't know if I even wanted to win awards because, you know, I don't want it to be tainted. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want it to be tainted. I don't know.
Tainted by what? A trophy?
I don't want it to be tainted.
Give us our trophy. I want all the trophies. I want all of them. I mean, want Grammys.
I do need it for some Grammys, and the soundtrack is banging. I will give you that. I do need little Shuri to win an award. I need Michael. Oh no, I need M'Baku, my future husband, to go. So we said last week that we were not going to spoil it until this week. So we gave you a chance to go see Black Panther. You had 11 days to see Black Panther. So now we are going to discuss Black Panther. So, Black Panther is probably one of the best action movies, superhero movies that I have seen in a very, very long time, if not... It is my top three Marvel films, and it's probably my top three superhero films out of all the universes. Actually, it's probably my top two. So, with that being said, shall we delve into this great movie that is Black Panther?
Where do you want to start?
All right, let's start at the beginning where they talk about where the vibranium comes from. It gives you like a brief, they give you like a brief overview of like the vibranium comes from and how it landed in Wakanda and there was a lot of war going on. Not war, but fighting against the tribes. And then the spirit of the Black Panther came to someone, I forget who it was, and, you know, taught him about the little flower. And I guess he ate the flower. And he became the Black Panther, I think. I gotta go see it again. Now I feel like I'm all like, I don't remember what I'm talking about. Tribes came together. The, what's the tribe M'Baku is from? Jabari tribe. They went into the mountain. They kind of secluded themselves, but they all decided to keep this vibranium secret. But they built Wakanda.
Which means they're not, which is how they avoided being colonized. Which is
yes.
Component of the movie why things look the way they look and they work the way they work.
Right. So they basically, yeah, they use the vibranium to shield themselves from the outside world and create all this technology. They've been more advanced for centuries than, you know, we everybody else has been. So it picks up from the end of Civil War, Captain America Civil War, after T'Challa has been killed by not Bucky, but the other white guy. I can't remember who it was. I can't remember who that guy was. But it comes from that, and they're going home, and King T'Challa is about to do the ceremony so that he can become king. And he has to go pick up Nakia, which is played by Lupita Nyong'o, which we all know I love more than life itself. and she is doing this mission to save these girls. And so the Black Panther kind of interrupts. And they save... They get Nakia, and then they fly home. Have I missed anything so far?
Nothing thus far. I want to let you... I guess because if you're getting a synopsis, I'm going to let you give the synopsis because I'm just here to hit on the major details, the things I love that couldn't really jump in on last week without giving away details.
I mean, yeah, you can jump in at any time, especially if I'm explaining it, or especially if I'm explaining something wrong, which is also a possibility because I'm tired. So they come on. This is where we meet his mother and his little sister, Shuri, and Shuri's your typical teenage girl, except for she's the smartest probably girl in the world. She's probably smarter than, not probably, she is smarter than Tony Stark. And she's probably richer than Tony Stark too, so that is great. That's one of the great things to see, that there is this young girl who is super smart. Black women that are super smart, that are strong and everything, you know. So there is a ceremony that they have where they strip T'Challa of his Black Panther powers. And then there's like a challenge, and let's go back. Sorry. When they're getting ready to go to the ceremony, there's lots of dancing and just beautiful women in my Lupita. And I'm sorry, I had to digress on that. And then they're all singing, although the people of Wakanda are in the mountainside and they're dancing and singing, and it is so beautiful. I love our people. And so they're going around the different tribes, and like no one would challenge him. And then the Jabari tribe comes down, and they are grunting like gorillas and interrupting the ceremony. And
because if you follow the comic, M'Baku is Ape Man.
Yes.
Obviously, you aren't going to call him that, but he does wear a mask that
ape.
Reflects that, and it's very easy to detect who he is if you follow the comic or if you ever read the comic. So if people are like, oh, are they chanting like apes? That's why.
Right.
So it still has a symbolic, so you can follow it and say like, okay, his name is M'Baku, but we know who he is parallel to the comic.
Correct. This is why we keep you around. and for tomfoolery and shenanigans. I digress. So they come out and M'Baku's like, you know, how can you protect Wakanda and you couldn't even protect your daddy? And I'm like, oh shit, really? Did you just go there, son? He just like, dad just died like a week ago. How you gonna do that? But anyway. So M'Baku challenges T'Challa to the fight for the throne, the crown, whatnot. And after going back and forth and even getting stabbed in the shoulder, T'Challa wins against M'Baku, and M'Baku taps out and goes away. And then there's a ceremony where the purple flower that they grind up, and it gives them the power of the Black Panther. And then they bury him.
The heart-shaped herb.
The heart-shaped herb that glows purple. And then they give him the liquid, and then they bury him under the ground. Or not under the ground, but like just bury him a little bit.
They cover him.
Cover him, yes. Cover is a better word. And then that's where he goes to the ancestral plane, and that's where he meets his father, who he was like, you know, I'm not ready for this. And it was more like he was not ready to live without his father than necessarily the you know, to rule the country. I'm trying to remember the line that his father says that just like got to me. He's like, a man who doesn't raise his kids to learn to live without him has not done his job at all, or something like that. Oh man, I wish I could remember off the top of my head, because I was just like, well, that's kind of deep, like, man, because I mean, it is gonna happen eventually. But anyway. So T'Challa wakes up, and I'm trying to think. And from here, I think that's when do they go to the lab first so Shuri can show what she improvement she did to the suit, or do they find out Claw is around first, and then they go to the lab?
That I don't recall. I've only seen once, and I think I was so busy taking everything in, I can't even. I know what happened, but some stuff I might not have to.
I'm getting it. I can't remember if it's switched or not. But at one point, when T'Challa comes back in, and Shuri's like, I need to make improvements to these beads, everything, and to the suit. She makes improvements to the suit. To one point where the suit, or not one point, the suit absorbs any energy that you force upon it. Like if you hit it, it absorbs it, and he can like contain all that energy and then release it whenever he wants to. So and it's the suit is in the necklace, which is way better than Iron Man, because he had to like carry a suitcase, Yeah, the fly. Yeah. All this bullshit.
But it's like, T'Challa had the realest team ever.
Right.
Because his sister was coming up with everything. His warriors that protected him were on top of it. Loyal to the end. Literally say, I'm loyal to the throne no matter who's in it. Like,
right.
I'm loyal. So they had his back. So T'Challa had a real life crew. Like, he has squad goals.
Definitely.
Literally, T'Challa is a squad goal. He got squad goals. Like, hands up, down, all around.
Had the homeboys in the field. He had, you know, he had everybody. He had people who he didn't even think he was going to have on the squad. We'll get to that, though, later. they enhance the suit. So the suit's all in the necklace. She makes two, which is kind of a precursor to what you're going to see eventually. So, oh man, I just like left out a lot of stuff. Oh crap. They did a flashback to was it Oakland, 1992? Mm-hmm. And it's the king's brother was doing a undercover mission type mission to see, you know, about the not necessarily the outside world, but everybody else or in all over the world. And it comes to find out that the brother helped Claw steal 30 tons of vibranium, which killed a lot of people, or not a lot of people, some people in Wakanda. So there's a couple of people who in Wakanda who have very interest in getting Claw. So they get a tip that Claw is around. And Claw is in Singapore. He's going, oh, damn, I'm like, I just totally missed another part. So flashback, they go to London, and it's Eric, we're just gonna call him Killmonger because that's his nickname. He's in this museum, you know, talking about these artifacts, these masks, and the person at the library is explaining. And so they get to this, it's not an axe, but it's like a tool, and then the top part of the tool is kind of rusty. And she's explaining where it comes from. He's like, no. It was stolen by, you know, the colonizers. But it's actually from Wakanda. It's vibranium. And she's like, whatever. You know, you need to leave. And he said, you need to be concerned about what you're putting in your own body. And apparently her coffee was poisoned. And she starts choking. And she passes out. And the guards come around. And they call the police and or the ambulance, but the ambulance is actually Claw and another henchman. And then he has his girlfriend working the, she has the monitors all set to where, you know, they can't tell that anybody's doing anything like that. So Claw.
Yeah, she got it running in a loop.
Yes, she's running a loop. So Claw kills all the security guards and they escape with the vibranium and this very beautiful mask. That he's like, nah, this just interests me. So so they get a tip to where they have to go to Singapore because Claw is selling this piece of vibranium. And it comes to find out it's the agent from Civil War. I cannot think of the little white guy's name. He is there. He's actually working with, or he works for the CIA. And he's, you know, telling T'Challa, like, no. No, you're not going to leave a Claw. And T'Challa's like, yeah, I am. This is how it's going to go down. It is. And so, so Claw comes in all gangsta-like. And one of the girls tipped one of his henchmen off. And then when she threw that wig off.
It was a wrap.
It was a wrap. She tossed that wig in that fool's face. I was like, oh, no, this is great. Fighting ensues. And Claw escapes the building. Of course, they go in pursuit. Shuri is like the bomb-ass person. She sent two cars ahead. The cars are like coated or made with vibranium. So the car is made of, I digress, the car was made of vibranium, so it's taking on all these bullets. And Shuri has invented this device to where you place it on the car and she can control the car wherever she's at. So T'Challa is in Black Panther mode and he's on top of the car. And they split up. There are some cool fight scenes in this movie. Women are amazing. I don't know how many times I'm gonna say it. You gotta say that. Eventually, they catch up with Claw. And T'Challa almost kills him and dead in the street. But the agent's like, no, no. And the girls are like, you know, the world is watching. So they take him back to this office. But they couldn't hold him long because Killmonger and the crew come and bust him out. At the same time, the agent gets shot in the back. T'Challa makes the decision to bring him back to Wakanda. A couple people did not agree with that. But Nakia said, yes, he took a bullet for me. The other one goes, that was his choice. I was like, man, cold-blooded. But she was right. I mean, he didn't have to jump in front of that for Nakia for that bullet. So they decide to take him. They stick a bead into him and take him back to Wakanda where, of course, they can heal him. What's her name? What's her little sister? Little Shuri's like, oh, great, another white boy for me to save. Hinting at Bucky, who is in Wakanda from the Civil War movie. That's where he ended up. So apparently it's another white boy for her to save. T'Challa disappoints his friend. He didn't bring back Claw. They healed the agent. What am I missing right there? It sounds like I'm missing something right in there. Oh, so we go back to Claw and Killmonger and his girlfriend and his henchmen. And Killmonger says, hey, drop me off Wakanda. And Claw's like, no, man, we ain't going to do that. So Killmonger decides to shoot his henchmen and then goes after Claw. Claw takes his girlfriend hostage, Killmonger's girlfriend, and says, whatever, shoots her in the head. And then goes after Claw to eventually where he shoots Claw. He takes the plane and lands it. I don't know if it's in Wakanda or it's just like at the border. I guess it's at the border. And to where he brings Claw's body because T'Challa said he was promised that he was going to give his word that he was going to bring back Killmonger's. Or so he was going to bring back Claw's body. So they bring him in front of the tribe, and hold on. It's like a lot. I'm kind of going back and forth and missing. I apologize. At some point,
I'm pretty sure people are like, if you haven't seen the movie,
yeah, you're gonna be lost regardless.
It's okay.
So yeah, at some point, T'Challa finds out who Killmonger actually is. Killmonger is actually the king's brother's son. He fell in love with this woman. They had a kid. He killed his brother. The king killed his brother and left the child in Oakland. So basically, this whole plot was for him to get back to the kingdom and get this vibranium and pretty much become king. And, you know, Shuri gives, like, the details because it looked like he was a kind of a double agent because the CIA agent was like, you know, oh, this is Eric, da-da-da, he's this, da-da-da, you know, he's very smart, he went to MIT, da-da-da. And then I just remember, ask who I am, ask me who my... And that guy with the lip plate said, who are you? And he gives his royal name and says who his father is. And everybody's shocked. And now Killmonger wants the crown. And so it's anybody can challenge the throne, apparently, who is an heir or not a possible heir. So they put on another fight. So they strip T'Challa of his powers again. And he goes head to head with Eric. Now, Eric is a slightly stronger and more tactical fighter, possibly, with all his training. And he overtakes the king, and he stabbed him, like, in the abdomen. And he's getting ready to finish him off. But Zuri, the person that was the spy for T'Challa, the father, stepped in and said, no, it was my fault that your father was killed. And then Killmonger kills Zuri and then takes T'Challa and throws him off the cliff to his death. So they crown him the king. He goes to, they give him the flower. He goes to his ancestral plane. Now, with this part here, I'm still kind of debating this in my head. Because he technically, I have questions. Do they all go to the one who is intentionally supposed to be the heir to the throne, do they all go to ancestral plane? Or they go to what is their thought of their ancestral plane? Because if they all go to, like, their ancestral plane who were supposed to be the king, well, they would all go to the same place. And that him not going to where,
no, I guess. Yeah, where, I don't think that's how.
Okay. I was just like, did him not go?
No,
to,
I mean, no, but I that's, yeah, I don't think that that's how. Okay. It is. Your own, not no real one, like.
Oh, okay. Okay, then okay.
But where your roots at?
Okay. Okay, then okay. That's a better way of take. Okay, I get it. Okay. Okay. Now that's been cleared up real quick.
Well, I'm not Ryan Coogler, but that's what I got from.
That's one of my theories.
That's one of my high theories, because I'm like, okay,
you went to a place. So from there, his father, who was played by the most versatile actor in Hollywood today, Sterling K. Brown, who I did not know was in this movie until I saw the first 10 minutes. I was like, is that Sterling? Like, so Sterling is in this movie and he plays the brother.
Randall.
Yes.
Randall is in this movie. He is Randall to me.
Randall is in this movie.
Randall is in this movie.
Because, he, you know, he was at the premiere and all that stuff. I was like, man, that nigga be everywhere. And he come find he in the movie. I was like, what? And so I went with my aunt, who watches This Is Us. And she's like, you didn't tell me? I was like, I had to keep some surprises. So he's in the movie and, you know, they're kind of discussing, da-da-da, going back and forth, so. As soon as Killmonger wakes up from the ancestral plane, he's like, burn the flowers. And he chokes an auntie, all this stuff, one of the women. And but luckily, Nakia steals a flower. And she is on the run with the agent, the queen mother, and Shuri. So Nakia gets this idea. Let's go to somebody strong who I believe who could take Killmonger. So she goes to the Jabari tribe. So they trek up the mountain and they go to the Jabari tribe and they go to M'Baku and, you know, they offer him the flower. M'Baku goes, please come with me. So M'Baku takes them around the corner. I don't know where he takes them. And lo and behold, T'Challa is alive. Well, he's in a coma, but he is alive. And they're like, oh my God, let's grind the flower up. So they grind the flower up. They give him the flower. And he comes alive. And here he's alive again. Because they couldn't take him back to the lab because he would pretty much died. So the cold was keeping him alive. It like slowed down his blood enough to still keep him alive. But so they sneak back. Shuri has the necklace, so he has the Black Panther ensemble. He asked M'Baku, could y'all be his backup? And M'Baku's like, no, son, I'll keep your mother safe, but that's it. So, the Fearless, they're not a trio, quadruplets, go back down. And so, at this point, Killmonger's like, he's shooting weapons out. He's weaponizing all, you know, the, so not allies, but, you know, the people who are trying to rise up and take over and things like that. You know, people who, he said, people who look like us, basically. those who are lesser trying to give them the power. So the first ship leaves and the ship like, and it's the Black Panther that took it down, and he's like, you know, the challenges are over, I'm still alive. So they start to go at it. The women, you know, they try and take down Killmonger. I forget the tribe that's led by the guy that was in Get Out. He was still in the sunken place. Who he gets, they kind of, you know, go back and forth fighting, all this stuff. And at the same time, the agent, for the CIA agent, with the help of Shuri, tries to take down the weapons before they leave Wakanda. Lots of fighting ensues, and at one point, a lot of the Dora, I forget how to say the name of the women that are the peacekeeper or the guardians that protect the throne and the king and all that stuff. But it's, you know, most of them have been taken out. And all of a sudden you hear this grunting. And it's the Jabari tribe, and they come in to help. And they're bringing the rhinoceroses. Rhinoceri? I don't know. What's the plural rhinoceros? They come in, and, you know, it's chaos. And eventually they stop fighting. When she's, what she says, I'm gonna die, would die for my country, and, you know, and would you kill me, my love? She's like, yeah, you bet I'll kill you for this country, son. You ain't nothing.
No, it wasn't even that. She said, in the name of Wakanda, without question. Ask me again. Like, that's basically what she said. What I heard was, try me.
If you won't.
Try Jesus, not me.
And so they stop fighting. So you got T'Challa and Killmonger going at it eventually.
Hold on.
What did I miss?
No. This is very light. I don't know what it sounds like on my end, and maybe mine. It sounds like you're saying because his parents live with him. He don't live with his parents, okay?
Why are you this way?
Nobody.
Why are you this way?
I just make sure the people know, especially people of melanin deficiency.
Girl. So, anywho. T'Challa gets the upper hand, and he
shakes. Speak on this man's name. He is the Black Panther of Wakanda.
Daddy. Gets the upper hand and shanks Killmonger. And this is probably, I might have cried a little bit at this part here, because what he was trying to see, the what his dad always told him, you know, the sunsets in Wakanda is like the most beautiful thing in the world. So his cousin drags him outside, and coincidentally, the sun is setting in Wakanda. And then he's like, you know, we can take you back to the lab, and we can try and save you. And what's, can you quote the line that he says by heart now? I can't, hold on, I gotta find, because I have it saved somewhere here, that he says, reason why he does not want to be saved. Hold on, I have it, like, in 500 different forms. I'm probably going to get it on a t-shirt. Actually, that might be a tattoo. Girl, look, you done gave me an idea. I'm about to get you. I'm about to get that tattooed on to where he said Killmonger's Eric said he didn't want to live because he would be in bondage. Bury me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from ships because they knew death was better than bondage. And he pulled the knife out, and then he died. And so that's pretty much it. So from there, T'Challa had the idea of a way to keep Nakia from being a spy, because she wants to, you know, help Wakanda. And Eric wanted to help the people in the world too, but he was just kind of going about it the wrong way. Nakia was kind of going about it the better way. So in order to help keep Nakia happy yet safe at the same time, they go to Oakland, California, in the same building where his uncle died. He bought the building they were getting ready to condemn and a couple buildings around it. And they're going to make a Wakandan outreach program to where, like, Shuri was going to head up the smart side. I was like, the smart side. I can't even think of the academic side. And then, of course, Nakia would be doing, like, the outreach, you know, to help people, things like that. What she wanted to do. And then, so the first scene is, I guess they're in front of, like, the United Nations. And they're talking about how, you know, they want to outreach. And that guy's like, well, what does a bunch of farmers have to offer? And then, like, he has this dramatic music. And it goes, duh. And so then you have to wait to the very end. And the very end, so you see these kids, these beautiful little black faces. And they're, like, standing over somebody. And they're, like, giggling. And then I guess this person wakes up. And so when he wakes up, He gets up and he steps outside, and it's Bucky Barnes. And if you do not remember from Winter Soldier, at the end, Bucky is in hiding in Wakanda because that's where he would be the safest, because the world is still looking for Bucky Barnes. And so Shuri is like, we got a lot to learn. And they called him White Wolf, things like that. So, and then it ends there. So, that is your brief synopsis of the whole plot of Black Panther. Ma'am, what would you like to add? What was your favorite parts of Black Panther?
The whole movie. Ain't no best part. It's the best part.
It is. From the beginning to the end. And then every time, I recommend, honestly, if you can, even if it's just by yourself, go see it again. Because there's so much.
I'll see it again. You have to get tickets. Here's Chocolate City. Mm-hmm. The tickets that you can't get right now are sitting on the front row. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I had to. That's the one thing. The last time I saw it, I had to sit on the second row, which was still worth it.
I need to be able to kick back to Oxy every day. Plus, the first time I saw IMAX 3D, so I can't go back and then sit on the front row. And I ain't seen it. Nah. So I need to have good views again so I can catch all the stuff that I read about, all the stuff that Ryan Coogler talked about, and make sure I don't miss a single thing.
There is so much beauty in this film. Like, I cried when Eric died, you know, because, I mean, for me, he is probably out of all villains that ever have graced the screen, he's probably the most realist, because he had good intentions. I think he believed he had good intentions, but because he was so jaded that it became much bigger than it should have been. And so he was, like, really relatable, and he wanted to help people, but he went about it all wrong. So, there's that. Then, when I came home, because I saw it on last Thursday, or previous Thursday, two Thursdays ago, actually. I saw it, and when I tell you, I came home and just started to process everything, like the beauty of it, and how so much thought that went into, from the fight scenes to the costumes, when Lupita and Danny and what's his name, they all walked in, they were wearing the colors of the flag, and because Lupita was in the red, he was in the black, and then Danny was in the green, and, like, all that was just so, like, coordinated.
Danai had on red. She has red dress on with the gold boots.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. Green, black, red. Yes. So, yes. Sorry. And they were in the order of the flag, the color of the flag.
The RBG flag, for those who don't know.
Right.
Which is the Pan-African flag.
I noticed this. I noticed on the third time. Okay, when T'Challa took the throne, they were playing African-type music. The traditional music. When Eric took the throne, it became more modern music. And it was just like a different beat, you know, because it was somebody new from the outside world that was coming to take the throne. So it was a different type of music, different type of vibe. But then when they were fighting on the track and went back kind of the African music kind of, and I was like, maybe that's kind of foretelling who was going to win the fight. I don't know. I might be overthinking that part. But I did notice that the music, how it changed once whoever took the throne, you know, whoever was on the throne, that changed. What else did I notice? It was such a good movie. I cried so hard. I cried when I came home. Oh, my God. And I'm about to go see it for the fourth time tonight. So that's how much I love this movie. And something I noticed, I notice something different every time. And it gets me so hype every time I see it. And it's hard for me to, like, come down from it. So I don't know how it would be tonight going to see this movie so late and be like, oh, I got to come down from this. So your takes, ma'am?
My what? I'm sorry?
Your takes on anything else you got to add about the greatness that is Black Panther?
No, I think at this point people are probably like, what the heck? You got to just go see it.
You have to go see it.
I can try to explain it to you. Like, you have to go. You have to see it and you have to experience, because it really is more than just a visual experience. I mean, a visual, like, come watch this movie. It is a full experience. Mm-hmm. I think you should go experience it. If you can, I say see it in IMAX 3D. At least in 3D, but I say IMAX 3D.
See it in any format. Just go see it. Go see it.
No, go see it. But if you can see it in IMAX 3D, have you seen it in IMAX 3D?
No, I just saw it in regular 3D, just 3D.
Okay. No, if you see IMAX 3D, you'll be like, y'all, go see it in IMAX 3D. Because I felt like I was in Wakanda, in the water. I was like,
I'm trying to think. I think I might have to go all the way. No, I can go to the parks in Arlington to go see it in IMAX.
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in the water, y'all. Like, that's how I felt.
And then they were showing in the previews, like, other films that were 3D, and I was like, there's a couple films I might want to go see in 3D.
I'm all about a good 3D experience. I had some 3D glasses.
What was it? I went to go see, or they showed their preview for Ant-Man and the Wasp, when she was, like, with that knife, all that stuff, and I was like, oh, Jesus.
The day it came out, I watched it because I loved, like, the Hello Kitty Pez dispenser. And then how they shrunk the whole building and then go roll it off like a suitcase.
I love Michael Douglas. Yeah. He is, like, so funny. And I like Paul Rudd. Is T.I. going to be? I didn't see T.I. in the preview. So, you know, I'm kind of like, are you still in it, bro? You still going to get a check? I'm curious. Apartment. Sorry, I'm texting someone my apartment number. And there was some other, like, I don't know if I'm going to go see Deadpool in 3D. I mean, I'm going to go see it.
I'm not going to see it in 3D, probably.
I'm definitely going to see it because I love Zadie. Zadie Beetz is in it.
No, I'm just saying I'm not going to see it in 3D.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to see that in 3D. There was a couple other things I wanted to see in 3D. I want to see Jurassic World, this next one, in 3D.
For sure.
I might see the Avengers in 3D. Infinity War. Because that's going to be some hardcore fighting.
Last Jurassic Park in 3D. I'm trying to think, did we watch Last Avengers in 3D? I don't know, but I know we watched. We're all for going to a good 3D.
Yeah.
Now, I don't always do IMAX 3D because it's, like, so limited, but if they got 3D, almost guaranteed we always do 3D.
You know what I saw in 3D that was actually pretty good? That it was the Return to Kong or Kong Island. It was with Samuel L. Jackson, where they're trying to King Kong. That was actually pretty good in 3D, because there was some parts I was like,
yeah, I'm telling you, I love 3D.
You need to back on up. This is a lot. This is a lot. So that was the last thing that I saw. Okay. All right. So I'm trying to think what else has been going on in this world that's non-Wakanda related, because I don't know if it really even matters now. Like, my world is Wakanda. Nimanamanimanamanana. Oh, wait, this. Can we talk about the safari photos?
Safari and these. First of all, I would have more respect for people if they'd be like, I'm finna drop these pics on y'all. Ain't nobody getting no leaked pics in 2018.
Come on.
Like, okay, can we stop saying that? Can we quit telling that lie?
But, honey. Okay, somebody put in as one of these groups I was in. I was like, clicking on the link and like, oh, this has been removed. I was like, and I was like, let me contact the homie and let me see if she's seen these pictures and maybe she can, you know, give me a little insight. And if y'all don't know, the homie is this other person that's on this podcast. And
like, literally, I saw people talking about Safari, but I was thinking like some foolishness, like, because he's so goofy. Like, I wasn't thinking it was just saying like Safari, check the hashtag. I saw it on Instagram. So when I was checking, it wasn't showing any of his pictures or the video. Mm-hmm. It was just on like memes and stuff. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? Mm-hmm. I didn't see. Now, Twitter, had I been on Twitter, I would have used my context clues to know it as well. On Instagram, it was just like a bunch on the hashtag, nothing was happening. So I was like, let me go here on Twitter, because that's what they said it was. So I was like, went on Twitter, and the reaction just had me rolling. Like, people were like, oh, about to come in Safari's DM. So I'm like, okay, so I already have a feeling. I know it's got to be some salacious stuff. I didn't know it was going to be like what I saw, though. Because he already takes the pictures, like, with the tights on, like.
Right.
Just, like, game. So I was like, okay, you know, like, he just, like, people go crazy over the game when he was doing Eggplant Friday or whatever he's doing. I'm like, okay, I know it was going to be like that. Like, okay, bruh, did nobody leak them photos? Go on, say you dropped them photos. Like, I wasn't expecting that. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh. All right, so I was trying to, like.
And it was seconds after I said to myself, let me see what Minnie, if she has seen these pictures, and we can go from there. And she, because she's an investigative person, she would have found these pictures. And lo and behold, in my messages, iMessages, was a link to these salacious picture. And for those who don't know, it is Safari naked, frontal nudity. And I totally see why Nicki Minaj might have put it with him for just a little bit longer than necessary.
You know, the only thing I can't do, I saw a lot of people saying that Nicki only stayed with Safari because of the evidence in those photos.
Right.
And to that, I can't even give them that because...
Right.
People are like, oh, Safari is corny. Like, that's the only reason she stayed with him. But I'm like, Nicki is corny. Like,
true. So they belong together. Corny.
Like, she was with the dude. She went with him 12 years because of that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna give him that much credit. Like, now y'all can say whatever you want to say. Maybe she stayed extra time because of that. But I can't say that the dude, that's the only reason she stayed with him. I'm like, she just as corny as he is. I gotta call a spade, like.
Right. So. That was the most, I mean, the fact that, I'm not even about the picture, the fact that somebody thought at the same time as I was like, I wonder if she has these pictures. Oh, hey, here is the picture. Like, are we that much in tune to we know this stuff? And you just automatically just, I don't know. It was greatness. Michelle, our queen, Michelle Obama. The last first lady that we recognize, the only first lady we recognize. She will be releasing a memoir, and I'm going to go ahead and pre-order. Can I pre-order it already?
I don't know.
And we will definitely be talking about this on the show. We're going to have an online book club. me, you, right. My friend Lori in Scotland, we all going to be reading this book. Somebody on this show, whose name will not be mentioned, but it's not me, is making me watch This Is Us. Granted, I am only an episode half in.
Yeah, first and foremost, let's get on that.
But when I tell you, I could barely watch that first episode without bawling, crying. Like, why am I watching this? The babe. And I'm tweeting. I'm live tweeting at the same time. Granted, I'm 2 years late on this show. But I am live tweeting my thoughts and reactions on this show. For those who are not watching This Is Us, you should watch this show. Especially if you are having a bad day, it's going to make you feel better. If you're having a good day, it's probably going to make you feel worse. It's all the emotions in one.
So, did you say you're a full episode in or only half episode?
A full episode and a half. So, I'm half of episode two.
Okay. She's only on episode two. I'm going to tell you, as someone who finally caught up, I'm not watching tonight's episode because we're recording, so I'll catch you later. But I like This Is Us because it is not just a drama or like a facetious fictional show. It touches on real life issues.
Right.
So that I really do like is that it is a fictional show, but it derives from real life issues that people go through that are deeper than just like, oh, I'm married. Oh, I'm divorced. Mm-hmm. Oh, it touches on deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So not just surface level. So I really say if you have the time, it is worth
it's worth
binging it and catching up. There is one season out already. Now it's in the final stages of the second season, but it is definitely worth catching up.
It is. I am excited. I had to have to find the time to just sit down and watch it. Because I wish Jack would adopt me. You know, I need a dad. Like, I had a great grandfather, don't get me wrong. But, you know, Jack did something that a lot of people would not do. So, for those, spoiler, I don't care. You should see it by now. And this might make you want to watch it.
No, don't do that, because you just now watch it. I can't stand black people. You just now watch it.
I just want to say this part. What happens? Jack's wife is pregnant with triplets. And it's a complicated pregnancy, and they see she's in distress, so they have to go take the other two babies. One of the babies don't make it, so he's, you know, the two babies left. At the same time, this guy comes up, you know, while Jack's looking at the baby. Jack's crying, you know. Like I said, this show is the worst emotional, the worst best emotional roller coaster ever. And so Jack is looking at his beautiful babies, and these babies are crying. They're just beautiful. So this guy comes up, and he's like, you know, which one's yours? Jack points out his twins, and then the guy's like, which one's yours? He's like, I don't have one. You know, somebody abandoned a baby at the fire station. This beautiful black little baby, and it's right next to Jack's kids. And what do you see? The next scene. All three of those babies at home, like, they do the first two, the beautiful ivory color babies, and they panned over, and that beautiful black baby is right there, and I had to pause for 10 minutes, as I was crying, and I said, Jack, I know you're not real, but you just did the realest thing ever. You did the right thing, son. Like, it was meant to be. Like, if this was real life, this would be everything, like I said, everything happens for a reason, even on this show. So, yes. So, sorry for that little spoiler. They didn't have the black kid naturally. So, he's adopted. And then it goes from there. And I'm in love with this family. I'm in love with Randall, the Manny. I can't remember the white brother's name.
Evan.
Yes. When they're going to the fat people colic, I don't even know what it's called. I'm probably gonna get cursed out. What is it called? The Overeaters Anonymous type thing. That
yes.
Is hilarious. But it has so many ups and downs. It's such a good show. I see why Sterling, episode and a half in, I totally see why Sterling, excuse me, as Minnie calls him, Randall.
That is his name.
Ma'am, his name is Sterling K. Brown.
He is Randall now. Use Randall now. Sir.
So that is the realest. Oh yeah. So next week I'm gonna come talk about some more. I'm gonna try and watch some more. I'm gonna try and look at my lunch tomorrow and watch it some more. So Let's do a quick question of the day. If you don't have one, that's fine. My question of the day is really stupid, but yet funny. What do you think is the most... What is your... Oh, no, take that back. Let me reword it. Word it. What is your favorite reality TV show moment? Or reality... Something that happened in live TV moment of all time. It could be a reality TV show. It can have been something that was live on air that wasn't supposed to
happen. Now, hold on. We got to pick one. It's going to be reality. It's going to be live.
Let's do live. Let's do live. Because my answer's alive. My answer's alive.
Yes.
All right.
I feel like there's probably a few live TV show moments that I really loved. Mm-hmm. But one that I'm going to have to give it to, which is my most memorable, even though I was so young, I still remember it, is when Michael Jackson performed the Super Bowl.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to give it to that because literally the next day he was on the front cover of the Dallas Morning Telegraph. And the paper came, and I just took the whole paper and taped it to the wall. And my mom was like, excuse you. One, we haven't read the paper. And, like, two, who told you you could tape anything on the wall? Like, literally, I was, like, four. I think four, maybe five. But, yeah, I totally taped it to the wall. So, I love that performance. And I love Michael Jackson.
Mine would be right after Hurricane Katrina hit. And they did the telethon. And Mr. Kanye West was on the stage with Mike Myers. And you could tell Kanye had a lot on his mind that night. And Kanye, in a moment of greatness, of best TV moments, Kanye said, George Bush do not like black people. And Mike Myers was like, what the hell did I just get myself into? Like, I have never seen anybody's face look like that. Like, Mike's like, I think I'm just going to retire now. I really haven't seen Mike Myers in much after that. Because he was done.
Well, that's how Kanye currently looks in today's video of him and Dame Dash.
Oh, gosh.
He looks about just like he did. Like, he was about to say, like, George was... doesn't like black people. Like, I was waiting on that to come out of his mouth.
So, then it cuts to Chris Tuck, and Chris is like, I can't believe that Negro just did this on live TV. And to this day, George Bush will still say that that's, like, one of his worst moments in his presidency when Kanye said that. I was like, that's the worst moment, son. You need to reevaluate your life. So, that's our question of the day. So... we're gonna head on out, guys, and go experience life. I'm gonna go watch this movie for the fourth damn time. So, do you have any closing arguments, notes today, ma'am? No? No, keep it real, no trill?
I mean, always. I don't have any special notes. That's my mantra. I live by that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, your mantra.
Keep it real and trill.
24/7. You guys be safe out there. Go see Black Panther. If anything, don't bootleg it. Because if I hear y'all bootlegging, I'm reporting your ass. So y'all. So y'all keep safe out there. Love one another and be good to each other. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.